In another opinion today, the Supreme Court unanimously agreed with the Bush administration about how to handle American citizens facing criminal charges in Iraq. Here's the case. The U.S. wants to transfer two men to Iraqi custody. Lawyers for the men say they'll be tortured. Here to tell us more about it now is NPR's justice correspondent Ari Shapiro. And Ari, I take it that this ruling was a bit less controversial than the one Dahlia was just discussing.
Yeah, totally different. In contrast to the 5-4 ruling that went against the Bush administration with these very scathing, vigorous dissents coming from the court, this case was 9-0. It was a unanimous opinion, and the justices agreed with the Bush administration. Chief Justice John Roberts wrote for the court, and he basically said, if you're in Iraq and you commit a crime, even if you're an American, even if you're being held by Americans, you have to account for that crime in the Iraqi justice system. And that was sort of the core nugget of this ruling.
And let's talk a bit more about this specific case. Who are these two men?
They're two guys, both of whom had joint American citizenship with other countries. One was named Shaki Omar, and the other was named Mohammed Munaf. And just to get into a little bit of detail about each of their cases, Munaf went to Iraq with some Romanian journalists. He was going to be a translator and a tour guide for them. The group was taken hostage by insurgents, and eventually Munaf was charged with helping the insurgents plot. He was sentenced to death in an Iraqi court, but that death sentence was recently overturned. Then Shaki Omar, the other guy, was arrested in a raid on an insurgent headquarters. He has not yet been tried or convicted. But in both cases, these are Americans who are being held by Americans in Iraq. And the Americans who are holding them, and this is a tricky but important detail, are operating as part of the multinational force in Iraq. And that was one of the government's arguments, was that the Americans can't hand him over because the Americans aren't in control. It's a multinational force that's in control. But lawyers for these two men said, listen, the American courts need to step in because these are Americans in American custody. They said the Iraqi justice system is a sham. And they said if our clients get handed over, our clients are likely to be tortured, perhaps even executed.
That's what the lawyer said. But I take it the Supreme Court did not agree.
No, they did not. The government basically made two arguments, and the Supreme Court agreed with one of them, but not the other. The first argument, which I mentioned just a moment ago, was, look, the Americans aren't holding these guys at all. It's the multinational force that is holding them. We have no control over them. And the justices basically said, come on, guys, you know, you are Americans. You are holding these Americans. But the second part of the argument, the justices said, just because you're Americans holding Americans does not mean that the people you're holding are free from being called to account for their crimes in Iraq. A quote from Chief Justice Roberts' opinion. At the end of the day, what petitioners are really after is a court order requiring the United States to shelter them from the sovereign government seeking to have them answer for alleged crimes committed within that sovereign's borders. And the justices basically said, look, we're not going to do that. We're operating in Iraq, doing this at the request of the Iraqi government, and we're not going to protect people who are accused of crimes by the Iraqis from being held to account in Iraq.
NPR's justice correspondent Ari Shapiro. Thanks, Ari.
You're welcome.